Okay, session 10 is the session that I referred to in session 9 that closes off the 10-part coaching sessions as a arc, if you like, that is complete. The bridge session is called the bridge session because it is the bridge across through to the engagement that is coming after these 10 sessions, that you can't be sure that you have agreed to pursue with your client. When you first started working with them, you may have reached an agreement, and I certainly suggest you will have reached an agreement with them to work with them for a certain number of sessions over a certain more or less fixed time. That would be a minimum of 10 sessions in terms of this program, but might well have been 12 or 14 or 20. It's up to you to decide how much you want to ask your clients to commit to. Whatever has happened is that by the time you get to the minimum of 10 sessions, you will have spent quite a lot of time with them, you will have traveled quite a long way. And it's now time to think about what is coming next. The session 9 has been where you've prepared some of the ground, you've looked at redesigning the relationship, you've perhaps reviewed meaning, how they're feeling about meaning now as they have had some time working with you. They have perhaps re-looked at what needs to change, because that too can be something that people alter as they move through the coaching process. They'll come in at session 1, 2 saying, this is my problem, this is what needs to change. And then over time, on working with you, they will begin to identify perhaps other aspects or other issues that they hadn't originally thought were relevant. So there is certainly this idea that we need to review where we think we might be going, or where your client thinks that they might be going. In this session 10, then, we want to be specifically renewing the commitment to both you as a coach and someone who is going to travel with them, and you're going to redesign the plan going forward so that you have buy-in from them, commitment from them to travel further with you as their coach. So in this session, we will be taking yet another breath after session 9. We took a breath, but we're taking another breath to say, okay, so we've looked at how far we're coming. Now, where are we committing to moving forward to? And let's take the decision, or shall we take the decision now, that that is what we're going to do moving forward? Now, this idea that I mentioned in session 9, and also I'm mentioning here again in session 10, of taking stock, of reviewing, of sort of closing off one arc of commitment and then recommitting, redesigning, renewing the next leg of the journey, is something that actually can happen in different places in an ongoing coaching relationship. So certainly, I would see it as a process that you can be coming back to at appropriate times in your coaching relationship with a client, even if it doesn't fall immediately after a series of sessions like this. But what you want to be thinking about is this session the end of a sort of arc of a journey that we originally had committed to traveling together? And if so, then let's, if you like, renew our commitment to that journey. It's important as well to remember and to recognize that this allows our clients to experience that very normal and human understanding of things being broken down into understandable sections, in the sense that they understand that we can take our journey together with them in stages. And certainly a recovery journey when contemplated sometimes from the beginning to its absolute, you know, like far point that they're trying to get to, can seem like a long continuum that can be quite daunting. So again, breaking it down into these sort of arcs or these big steps formed by groups of coaching sessions can be really useful for your client in terms of breaking it down into sort of more like bite-sized parts of this journey. So don't be shy in this session to ask them about their commitment to the process, how they're feeling about it. Ask them to commit if they want to continue with you, and be very clear with them, very grounded with them about what it is they're committing to. Is it another 10 sessions or 12 sessions, another 3 months? What is it? Do the redesign to make sure that how you are engaging with your client is most beneficial for them. So that can be very practical. We've been seeing each other once a week for an hour face to face. Are we going to try something different, or would you like to do some of it on the phone? Would you like to break it up into a series of smaller sessions and so on? Or vice versa, we've been working on the phone, shall we meet up more? There's lots of different configurations, but be sure that you build that into the way forward, or at least make sure your client has plenty of opportunity to consider it and think about what will be best for them as they move forward into the next section of their work with you.